Blog Talk Radio.
Almost a year, so it's time to put up new music, and I hope you guys have heard the great news regarding Prince's new music. Ah, and before we go any farther, let me thank you for tuning in to Matters of the Heart Wednesday Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I hope to get what we need to talk about in this 30, 45-minute live broadcast, and feel free also to call in at 714-409-0614 also, because whenever callers and special guests call in and chat in the chat room, it's always interesting. I love doing commentary-style shows, but then it's also awesome when we have guests. Oh, Peter Cook, before I go any farther, Peter Cook has confirmed he will definitely, you know, I had been saying that the 18th or after, Peter Cook will be returning on the 18th on Saturday. So it'll be up on the schedule within a couple hours after this broadcast, okay? So I just want to let you guys know that Peter Cook will be back with us to talk about Human Dynamics and Academy of Rock and our favorite people. On Saturday. So it's going to be so much fun. Yay! But back to the good news regarding Prince and his new music. I love Saturday Night Live, and it was definitely good this past Saturday. But November the 1st, Chris Rock would be the host, and Prince would be the musical guest. This would be Prince's third appearance on Saturday Night Live. So isn't this awesome? Chris Rock will be returning to SNL, and none other than our royal badness, royalty, Prince, Third Eye Girl, musical guest on November the 1st. November the 1st. Remember that I please excuse me. Music, my netbook had been kind of slow starting up, and music, I know I listen to good music. Oh, I know, that was real nice, right, and romantic, because matters of the heart, right, you don't always, you know, we have to, you know, keep love in the air, I can go on and on, because my Facebook page and social media pages and profiles have been on fire. I do my best to balance, to have a perfect off-online life balance, but I have been behind on emails, and I needed to sign, you know how you have to sign contracts and get things back to people and all of that, so I'm back on, I'm on a normal track, and fighting the cold look like it's defeated. The cold, well, I didn't get the cold, but you know how you can feel like a stuffy nose and a runny nose? That's what was happening with me, but it seemed like that has been reversed, because I never get a cold this early in the season, and I pray not to, because they have been tackling me like crazy. But again, the good news, Prince will be musical guest on SNL on November the 1st, and Chris Rock will be returning on November the 1st, so that's going to be pretty awesome. Just had a blast tuning in to Dr. Funkenberry on Spreecast. He's always hosting awesome Spreecast. You know, Lewis Howes turned me on to Spreecast like almost 3 years ago during one of his book parties. And I need to host a Spreecast. Maybe we Dallas fans, Save Dallas campaign, should, you know, we should do that too. Those of us with Spreecast profiles and other profiles, we should host like a Spreecast. But again, you can check out, if you missed Dr. Funkenberry's live version, live broadcast of his recast tonight, talking about Prince and Third Eye Girl and their performance scheduled for November the 1st on November the 1st. Definitely check it out at Spreecast. I'll create a profile, follow them, so you can stay in the know, because I didn't catch the beginning because I had a call to come in. Plus, I was watching Nashville. I had planned to listen from the beginning, but it was too many things going on. So as soon as I completed my phone call and finished multitasking some other things, I tuned in to Dr. Funkenberry. So it seems like he said that, you know, there would be a Spreecast scheduled also on that day, too, doing that. So I'm glad he threw a little sports talk in there also, talking about the Cowboys and the Giants game that is coming up also. But this is Matters of the Heart, but we have other breaking news, like Ebola. This is definitely something that's just devastating, right? I mean, it's scary. You know, we all need to keep our calm. And I'm watching our local news. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, those of you that don't know. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, and a town, I'm not going to say the wrong town, but check out WAPT.com. Check out their Facebook page, Twitter, their website. There's a story where a teacher had been to Zambia? Had been to Zambia, I think, for her brother's wedding or something. And, oh, my God, the parents and the kids and all found out. And so they're thinking that he was in a hot zone, like Sierra Leone, Guinea, and what's the other hotspot? Sierra Leone, Guinea. Come on, guys. But they freaked out. They thought that maybe the teacher had been to those three hotspots. And but Zambia is like far away from the hot zone. So, but people had, you know, rushed to the schools, getting their kids out. So that was just on the news, because because it's probably happening in other areas too. So that's something that's happening here on local news, not in Jackson, but in one of the cities, one of the towns outside of Jackson. But sending prayers to the two nurses that are recovering. When I heard that this morning about the second nurse, oh my God! And when I heard that, you know, if you were on that flight from Cleveland to Dallas, you know, please contact them. I hope everybody's okay that was on that flight. And, you know, I guess I need to schedule a show for us to talk about Ebola for tomorrow, because that's a whole show. But this is important breaking news. But I'm surprised that the nurses were servicing other patients while they were servicing Mr. Duncan. Because I'm thinking, oh, well, they have a special team of nurses that all they're doing is servicing him. You know, so I was kind of surprised to hear that they kept on servicing other patients. You know, because that's kind of spooky in itself, you know. So, and there's some more things on my mind, but I'll talk about it on the show that I schedule for tomorrow, and you guys definitely call in and chat with me in the chat room regarding the topic. But last week I didn't air, but I had the show scheduled for passion parties. The topic, talk about passion parties and exclusive relationships, has been on schedule, where we talked about different types of relationships, and I love it when you guys call in. But one thing that one of my Facebook friends, Jimmy Newtrack's mother, who also worked with Avon, my friends in the Who Dat Nation down in New Orleans, she had shared a poster on Facebook this morning. I had to reshare it. And it was all about a man should, verbatim, it was stating that a man should always date his wife. And that something that we always talk about when it comes to dating is the important. I'm getting back into the dating world, so, but I've always loved, you know, dating. If single or in an exclusive relationship, dating is good and healthy if you do it in a proper manner, right? And sometimes if you're new at dating, young or old, it's trial and error, right? And then, but that poster that she had posted and shared is very interesting because some people think that once they're in like an exclusive relationship or been together a long time or married, that they don't need to date anymore. And one of my favorite celeb couples that date are the Obamas. I love it when I see the caption or hear the report that, oh, this was date night for the first family, you know. So one thing that when I reshared that poster, and I think it was from Best in Live, I talked about dating, that it is good to date. I mean, if you're new, if you're casual dating, if you're young daters, if you're old or middle-aged daters or senior daters, it's important to date. If you're single or if you have a, you know, significant other, a husband, a wife, a spouse, it is important to date, to take out quality time for one another and to date. It could be just something simple, like ordering pizza and drinking beer or soda, or watching your favorite TV shows, right? Or it could be grandiose, whatever level. It could, you know, because different moments are special. So I stated, too, when I reshared that poster, that if the Obamas have time to date, sure, we do. Those of us, single, married, in exclusive relationships, open relationships, whatever, we have time to, we should be able to take out quality time to date. If it's simple, if it's grandiose, if it's, you know, a surprise moment or not, we should be able to do that and think in that way. You know, some people think, well, all that, yeah, we dated when we first started going out and we were courting. But, you know, it's important on different levels and so on. So I just wanted to share that with, you know, with this being Matters of the Heart Wednesday also. And Halloween is coming up. So those of you that are celebrating Halloween in a fun way or in a scary way, wishing you a happy Halloween season. I'm saying Christmas stuff like everywhere. You know, Vavon. Christmas been on our head pretty much all year anyway, in our minds and so on, but we just celebrate the season. Events have been going on and all. I hope you enjoyed yesterday's Image Mechanisms, where I talked about high popular direct selling companies. And another direct selling company that I'm talking about, and you guys have, those of you that have been guests or have listened to archive shows, have heard talks of Belinda Bostic and I. Belinda, a romance intimacy advisor with Slumber Parties, but Slumber Parties and Pure Romance merge, and so they go under the brand Pure Romance. Well, one of my friends, local online friends, Renee Gardner, who is former Avon, she's talking about work for different direct selling companies. She's worked for Avon and Mary Kay, but she is a Passion Party consultant. And so I'll be hosting one of her Passion Party in the near future, either the end of this month or next month. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm going to talk about Passion Parties, and maybe some of you that are, I mean, you might want to call in and talk about the popularity of some of these parties, and also the erotic adult industry is, especially with women. You know, we've talked about that before, and it's amazing how popular the industry is. And no, I haven't seen Addicted yet. I thought I would see it this weekend, this past weekend. So hopefully I'll see Addicted this coming up weekend. Tomorrow night is the Indulge event, Girls Night Out. Last year was called Girls Night Out 2013 at North Park. I won't be having a Avon vendor booth there, but I'm looking forward to attending and networking and having fun. Because it was really, it was a blast last year having the Avon vendor table also. But I'm going to continue playing the rest of Minister Cycle and then continue on. Thank you. And to say, and thank you guys for your support regarding the Save Dallas campaign. Thank you. We're all in this together. Josh Henderson posted a picture. Oh, my God. I know he's hot. Well, I've always thought he was hot, and I've been a lover of Dallas since I was a kid, since the late 70s, since the first time it showed, the first season. I didn't have my Comcast service; it wasn't acting properly. So, for those of you to know, it was killing me not to be able to watch Dallas every Monday on the tube, but I would be on. I would watch it online. I would be on Facebook pages and the groups and all, getting my dose of Dallas. So thank God. I guess by the end of the first season, I did get my Comcast to acting right, and just each season, like, okay, they gotta be renewed the next season, and so. It just took forever for us to get the news a couple of weeks ago if TNT was going to renew Dallas or not. And then when we get the news late that Friday evening, oh, my God. But we have been nonstop. Team Save Dallas, Save Dallas has been on and popping. Every Monday, that was the topic on Culture Shock Entertainment Report, Save Dallas. Hopefully my fellow friends, Dallas fans, cohorts will call in and chat in the chat room, but there's a lot for me to promote anyway. And we thank you, those of you that are not diehard Dallas fans, but you're supporting our organized effort to get Dallas renewed, if not with TNT, with another network like CBS, CMT, heck, I say E, we, Bravo, you know, whatever, you know, if not CBS, Fox, or CBS, and, you know, many say, you know, try W, people are just, we're doing it. I tweeted Ryan, because Ryan and I have been long time online friends and very supportive of one another. And I call him my virtual media mentor. And, you know, he's just amazing. And he works on pretty much all the networks, you know. So I'm like, Ryan, help us. Help the Save Dallas campaign. You know, help us, help us, help us. So help us, Ryan. Thank you. You know, if you're listening or you'll be listening later. Ryan does listen to the show, so thank you, Ryan, for your support. You know, sometimes I should try to say the Wendy Williams tone of voice. Like she say, friend in my head, I like to call Ryan my boyfriend in my head, you know. Honestly, I know I sound kind of like loopy, huh? But honestly, the Save Dallas campaign is very important. I know Ebola is very important. It's happening right there in the Dallas area. But this is about it's show business, but then it's also, this is dealing with economics. This is dealing with work. This is dealing with jobs. You know, this is dealing with not just, you know, with the cast, the crew, because, you know, thank you, those of you that network with me and who voice your thoughts within the group that I created for us, because I don't like saying I, it's we, the team, the page, it's not a group, but the page that I created, short version, Support Dallas TV. So thank you for those that drop by and like the page and voice your thoughts and type save hashtag Save Dallas Thank you. You know, it means a lot. We have an awesome Save Dallas community. I mean, the community was already awesome. And then when we experienced this devastating news regarding the cancellation of Dallas, oh, my God, you know. And the stories, and some of you should check in and read the stories within the groups, how Dallas has affected people's lives from the past to the present, TNT version, and how the fans are not just one age group, but cross socioeconomics, races, ages, intergenerational ages. It's just amazing. We network with fans worldwide. I mean, I hear from people from Namibia, from France, from all around the world, all around America, and it is just amazing. So I hope we hear some news real soon, because, you know, at the end of the week, they said we should hear something. Josh Henderson had mentioned, and Linda Gray, I think she had bumped into her friend from CBS, Les Moonves, and I think he was, like, very, like, optimistic. He made a comment to her at this event, like they're interested. So hopefully they'll be picked up soon, and things can go rolling. You know, I shared an article with you on Monday, and so I don't know. Hopefully they get picked up soon. It won't be too behind schedule, but that's another thing, talking about job creations and work. You know, there are people that, because, you know, I know the past seasons, they've been working during the holiday season. You know, when Mr. Hagman, who I've loved since I was a little girl, I think they was like on break or had been working during that Thanksgiving season when we lost him, sadly. You know, so we're doing it. The petitions that are circulating, we're getting the signatures. We're able to sign more than once, and then the tweet-a-thon was a success this past Monday, and there are a couple scheduled next week. Back to back. I don't want to say the wrong dates, but I'm thinking the 20th and 21st. They're going to be back to back tweet-a-thons again, because within an hour of Monday, we were able to tweet 30,000 plus. Even Josh Henderson recognized that. And but it's just amazing. So big shout out to the cast, the crew, fellow Dallas fans, background actors and superstars, and all of us, supportive sponsors and advertisers. A big shout out to us all, and also sending prayers to those of us. And I believe it's all that's concerned about Ebola, you know, and also these crazy colds and flus and everything else, and other things, crimes that are happening within our world. You know, we have to do our best to create a more peaceful world. And I'm a huggy, touchy person, even I'm reconsidering all that huggy, touchy type stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and play the rest of Minstrel Cycle. And, well, maybe not the rest, but a little bit of Minstrel Cycle, and then we'll talk a little bit more about Passion Party, exclusive relationships, and I know there's some more hot topics that we need to cover. But I'm amazed, because it's only 4 more minutes of live broadcasting, but can carry the show on for about another 10, 13 minutes. Thank you. Matter of fact, while I was just talking about Dallas, play the Dallas theme song, since I didn't have it all queued up on Monday. love it. SNL the same night and hosting, so it should be really awesome. And again, we have a few more minutes to broadcast. And again, yesterday during Image Mechanisms, talked about direct selling, and many of you know I'm an Avon lady also, and I love talking about retail and direct sales and shopping. You know, I know many of us do, and business, period. But to tonight's topic, passion parties. Passion parties, exclusive relationships, anything that you pretty much wanted to talk about if I had any calls before the live streaming stopped. But I've been trying to get my chat room open. But passion parties, Renee Gartner again, is a consultant of mine, and I'll be hosting a party with her real soon. I'm just going to share a little bit from their website on their blog. After launching our brilliant new Passion Parties website, we're now adding the official Passion Parties blog. Here you can discover techniques, tips, and training from our Passion Parties experts and guest contributors. Think of the Passion Parties blog as your information portal to all things Passion Parties. And that's pretty much for consultants and those considering in becoming consultants with party with Passion Parties. And Joanne Harvey is the CEO of a Passion Party. So that's just a little bit coming from their blog area of their website. I hear some knocking or something nearby, so please excuse me. But you can contact Passion Parties on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, Pinterest, and on YouTube. And they have some very awesome articles. Some of the names of the articles on the website are The Art of Royal Plan, Sex, Toys, and Menopause, Jean Morse, The Spot, and also topics regarding our horoscopes of the month. Let's see, I'm going to go to their Facebook page real quick. Passion Parties Company. And please excuse me, I hear some noise or something. Okay, well, everything's okay. I was just making sure everything was okay at my household. Okay, I guess everything's okay. I hear some knocking at my door. Other people live here, so I was just making sure everything was okay. Okay, back to the passion parties. Passion parties are sex toy parties for women, pretty much to cut to the chase. And it's good to host a passion party like I'm going to do real soon. And it's like an ultimate girls' night in. Sex toy parties are the ultimate girls' night in. And they're saying on the website to book your passion party today. It's free and it's fun. And also, of course, like direct selling businesses, recruiting is very important. So they also state that our passion consultants are enjoying personal and financial freedom. And do you want to join them? And I'm looking at an array of products that they have, and they come in beautiful fuchsia, hot pink, and black packaging. And also this year, Passion Parties are celebrating 20 years. Their 20th birthday is happening right now. So 20 years, congratulations to Passion Parties. Passion Parties' business model and product line have created a lot of buzz with the media. They have been featured by major television shows, magazines, radio programs, and newspapers. Check out the media highlight video whenever you visit the website to see what the buzz is all about. And then they're asking if you want to schedule an interview. I've invited my consultant, Renee Gartner, but also it would be awesome to talk with someone also, Joanne Harvey, or whoever is the spokesperson in that area. So, again, passion parties, since the time is limited, can't really go in detail, but definitely looking forward. They're saying that Dan Savage will be the keynote speaker at the convention this year. the convention. Now he's a real popular guy. Looking at the exact date, trying to find the exact date when the convention is going on, because I've watched the video, but on Twitter they have tweeted out that he's going to be the speaker. And I'm trying to see the date of their convention. So I don't see that. Let's see, any other breaking news? Oh, checking out Ricky Smiley. Okay. But time is running out, so I'm going to go over a little bit regarding exclusive relationships also. And then we'll talk more about passion parties on next week, and hopefully Renee Gardner will be the guest. Now, exclusive dating, exclusive relationships. There's exclusive dating, you know, where you're just dating, but then exclusive relationships can go a little, you know, it could be going somewhere serious. And exclusive dating, it sometimes just means that you eliminated other people. If you've been dating a casual dater, you've eliminated other people that you've been dating. I know the times that I've been out in the dating world, and then so well, why don't we exclusively date? You know, and when you exclusively date, it is what it is. On both sides, you exclusively date one another, are in an exclusive relationship. Definition of exclusive dating: exclusivity is one of many ways to approach a relationship. Exclusively dating someone means that both parties have agreed to only see each other romantically. They have severed any other romantic ties and are not accepting new suitors. They are monogamous and present themselves as a couple to the world. When people date exclusively, they are taking themselves out of the dating game to devote time and love to one person. The exclusive question: a couple is exclusive when both parties decide, not just one side, but both, decide to make a conscious effort to only be in a romantic relationship with each other. A couple may discuss becoming exclusive, or the nature of their relationship may indicate that they are exclusive. For example, if a couple lives together, introduces each other as a boyfriend and girlfriend, or spends holidays with each other's families, they are most likely exclusively dating. Exclusive definitions. Some couples have different definition of exclusivity. It is important that both people in the relationship have the same definition of exclusive. For example, some couples may choose to be exclusive when they are together, but not when they are apart. Like in a long-distance relationship, other couples may permit certain behaviors in a relationship that some couples would not. Couples should define exclusivity for themselves, as this will ensure that both parties have a clear understanding of where their relationship stands. And then there's broken boundaries. If a person in the exclusive relationship steps outside the exclusivity by starting any sort of romantic relationship with someone else, the couple is no longer exclusive. That's right. You know, that you're going into, there's different types of open relationships. You're not exclusive anymore. So then there's some openness about it, you know. Or somebody's cheating, you know, if it's not agreeable. If a person wants to see other people and he is in an exclusive relationship, he should not simply begin seeing other people, but should discuss the current situation with his partner. He should make it clear he no longer interested in dating her exclusively. Making a decision, a couple exclusive when they decide to be. A couple can date for 10 years and choose not to be exclusive. Or they can date for a week and decide to date exclusively. Many relationships evolve into exclusive ones. But discussing the exclusivity of the relationship with your partner is better than just assuming you are exclusive. And that is a good point. You cannot assume. And why the one-on-one exclusivity is a natural step. Well, it saves being hurt, number one. Exclusivity is a natural step in building a serious relationship, and people choose it for different reasons. Being exclusive with someone generally means that both people are serious about the relationship and looking to deepen their intimacy and grow their connection. Many people opt for exclusivity because they are interested in building a future with someone and may be considering marriage. People make this decision because they want commitment and to take the relationship to the next level. So I'm sharing this also on Facebook and Twitter and Google. And Pinterest. And it's almost time to conclude the program. Have about a minute and a half. So I thank you for networking with me. Tomorrow, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. More than likely, we'll broadcast early, and this topic will be Ebola, okay? We're going to talk about Ebola, and then also talk about this is the season of the bad cold and influenza also. So, but definitely, Ebola will be the hot topic, unless some other breaking news happens overnight before the program. But I really sincerely thank you for your love and for your support, and for networking with me in person and online. You can tweet me at Beth Williams, BTHWMS, and at Culture Shock Inc., KULTURESHOKENT. You know, I have another Twitter handle, and I'm going to start networking more on that one too. Culture Shock Talk. That is the handle that I created to go along with the show. And it's Culture Shock Talk, KULTURESHOK Talk, okay? So I'm going to start networking from that Twitter handle also. But I thank you so much for your love and support. And remember, save Dallas, and let's keep sending positive vibes out into the universe and sending love to one another and hugs. Thoughts of hugs if we don't actually hug, and it goes on and on. But it's time to conclude the program. Thank you for tuning in to Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Remember, Peter Cook will be the guest on Saturday. Tomorrow,